That was the first drasha. Says the Gemara in the continuation, Ushmuel Omar, a slight variation of his drasha, Bameh Heshavtoi Lezeh V'loi Le'eloika. The way that you read the pasuk is Bameh Heshavtoi. How can that be that you are giving chashivus to him and not to HaKadosh Baruch Hu? That's the way you read this pasuk. Bameh Nechshavu, how are you giving to chashivus to mankind and not, as you're supposed to HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Says the Gemara, one moment. Mosiv, as we know, Mosiv is always a question. Mosiv Rav Sheshes from the Mishnah that we learned, and that's why this Gemara finds itself over here. We learned, quote unquote, Beprokim Shoyel Mipnei HaKovoid Umeshiv. That if you are Beprokim, if you remember Beprokim meant Bein HaProkim, then you're allowed to be Shoyel Mipnei HaKovoid, although we didn't see a Machlekas about this, but either way, you can be Shoyel Mipnei HaKovoid and Meshiv. So it seems to be quite clear, even though we're talking about somebody who's saying Kriya Shema, if he's saying Kriya Shema, he obviously hasn't yet said Shmoina Esra, which is the main part, so he hasn't yet davened, and you clearly have somebody who's saying Shalom to somebody. So how can you tell me that whoever says Shalom to their friend before davening, that's considered very, very severe. It's a bizoyin to the covenant of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But yet here we have an open Mishnah, somebody who has not yet davened, and he's being shoyel mipnei hakovid. Says Rashi, Ushmuel loy dorish loshein bomo. He does not read this word bameh as bomo, elo kamashmoi. He reads it literally. Bameh, cheshavtoi lezeh. How can you be machshiv? How can you accord chashivus to this person, shehikdamto kvoidoi lichvoidi, that you were makdim, you preceded his kvoid, says HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to my kvoid. How can that be? Shoyel mepnei hakvoid, says Rashi, v'ha kriya shema koidem tfila hu kama. Yet kriya shema is before tfila, and yet what does it say? V'ktoni shoyel. And it says, you may indeed be shoyel, you can inquire as to the welfare of this person, mipnei hakavod, which seems to be a direct steer. It's what we just learned, that you're not supposed to be greeting anybody before you're done. Says the Gemara, Tirgama Rav Abba. So Rav Abba explained, what did he explain, says Rashi? Tirgama Rav Abba Laha de Rav Ushmuel de Osri. That which Rav and Shmuel, they both derive from this pasuk of Bameh or Boma. They derive that it's Asa. So Rav Abba with Tirgama. Tirgama means he translated, which in our context, of course, meant he explained. He explained that it's talking about the mashkim lepischoi. What does the mashkim lepischoi mean? When you initiated, when you went out of your way to their door, the mashkim lepischoi. If you're on the way to davening and you stop by, mashkim lepischoi, from the word pesach, door, to somebody else's door, you didn't bump into somebody. In the Mishnah, which is talking about Shoyel mipnei hakavod, there you were in shul, minding your own business, and this person suddenly turns up. You didn't go up to him, you didn't knock on his door. He, as it were, bumped into you in shul. That's when it's mutter to be shoyel mipnei hakavod. But if you're mashkim lepischa, you go out of your way to go and knock on his door, to go and say hello, that's when it's Asa, says Rashi. The mashkim lepischoi, that's when Rav and Shmuel said it's Asa. Avol pogoi baderech, comma. Pogoi means to meet. But if you meet him baderech, you meet him on the way. or you meet him in shul, then shoyel, then indeed you are allowed to be shoyel. So there's no stira whatsoever. To go out of your way to knock on somebody's door is asa. If you bump into them in the street or in shul, then it's mutter. Says the Gemara, we miss out the round parenthesis. Omar Rav Idi Bar Ovin, Omar Rav Yitzchok Bar Ashion. Similar halacha, but not exactly the same. By the way, if you look at the very bottom Tosfos, the very last Tosfos on the Omud, B'mashchim Lepiskoi. If you are mashkim to his Pesach, that's when it's asa, says Tosfos, v'chein halacha. That is halacha l'maisa. Avol pogoi. But if you just meet him ba'akroi, which means you just happen to meet him, then it is muta. We will see this in the Shulchan Aruch in a moment. Says the Gemara in continuation, Omar Rav Idi Bar Ovin, Omar Rav Yitzchok Bar Ashion. Now, it may well be that this Gemara was brought as a continuation as the previous. It may well be that Ashion, if you look at the second wide line of the Gemara on the first word, he was the Amora that was talking before as well. So that's also the connection. Omar Rav Idi Bar Ovin, Omar Rav Yitzchok Bar Ashion. Osar Loi Laodom Lasois Chafetzov. What does chafetzov mean? Chafetzov means his dealings, his personal business. It's also for a person to do his chafetzov. Chafetzov literally means his desires. Mi ho'ish he'chofetz chayim, who desires life. So don't be involved in your own desires, in your own activities. Koidem shi'yispalo. Seem to be losing members by every second. Okay, as long as you're still with us. Asur loy la odom lasois chafetzov koidem shi'yispalo. A person must not be involved in his own desires before he davens. Shenemar, it's a posikin to heal him. Tzedek lefonov yahalech v'yosem lederech po'omov. Says Rashi, Tzedek, Tfilah is being referred to over here by the word Tzedek. Tzedek shematzdikoi leboiroi, where you are matzdik, you, as it were, justify or explain and see the righteousness in everything that HaKadosh Baruch Hu does, that's Tfilah. V'hodar, and only then, quote unquote, v'yosem pa'omov. Yosem Pa'omav means that he will place his footsteps. Ledarke Chafetzov, that's when he will go on his path to fulfilling his desires. So the way that you read this pasuk is as follows. Tzedek Lefonov Yahalech. First take the path of Tzedek, which is Tzfilah, and then the Yosem Lederech Pa'omav, then he should take the path of his own footsteps, which means his own dealings. Says the Gemara in conclusion, V'omar avidi barovin, omar av Yitzchok barashian. Kol hamispalel, v'achar kach, yoytze lederech. If indeed you're makbid on this halacha, i.e. you first daven, and you only then yoytze lederech, and not the other way around, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu, oyse loy chafetzov. Then indeed HaKadosh Baruch Hu will do for him, will take care of his desires. Shenema, Tzedek lefonov yahaloich. If he goes on the path of Tzedek, which means he davens first, then the way you can read this pasuk is v'yosim lederech pa'omov, and only then he goes on his own personal path. That's the correct seder, and that's the way that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will take care of your needs. Now, let's press pause for the moment, and if you have a Mishnah Brura in front of you, have a look in Simon Pei Tes. Simon Pei Tes, Sif Beis and Gimel.
Aleph.
one second, sorry, just give me a moment. I'm going to get Mishnah Berurah one second. Simon Pei Tess, Sif Base. Says the Gemara, Kivin, says the Shulchan Aruch, Kivin Shehigia Zman Tfila. When the Zman of Tfila arrived, and by the way, in Sif Aleph, which is a Sif that we've learned in previous occasions, there it deals with what exactly is the Zman Tfila. But whenever the Zman Tfila arrives, Asur La'odom. It is forbidden for somebody lahakdim lepesach chaveiroi liten loy shalom. So we note, having learned the Gemara, we understand very well what the Shulchan Aruch means. He cannot be makdim lepesach chaveiro. We're not talking about dealing or bumping into somebody, but rather you were the one who initiated this by going to his house, that's osur to say shalom. Now, look at the way that the Shulchan Aruch now explains this, however. Mishum dishmoy shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu hu shalom. It is because shalom is in fact one of the names of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and therefore what? That's why it's considered a bizoyan to HaKadosh Baruch Hu to mention HaKadosh Baruch Hu's name, but with regard to your friend and not with regard to HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself. In other words, I don't think this is how we necessarily would have learned the Gemara. We would learn the Gemara that the very fact that you've greeted your friend and spoken to him, as it were, before you've spoken to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's the problem. Whether you use the word shalom or you say good morning, it doesn't really make a difference. The very fact that you've greeted him, you've spoken to him, before you've spoken to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's the bizayin. But you see in the Shulchan Aruch clearly that that's not the case. It is the root of the problem, but it's only because you use that word shalom. As the Shulchan Aruch specifically continues, Aval mutar loy maloy, but you are allowed to say Safra de Mori Tav. Safra means morning. Mori Tav means a good morning. Aramaic. So it's not just a diuk in the Shulchan Aruch. The Shulchan Aruch spells it out clearly black and white. To say Shalom is Asa, but to say any other type of greeting like good morning would be Mutter. However, not so simple. For afilu zeh, and even this, what does this mean? Even this lashon of safra demoritoi, which is good morning, einoi muta, even that is not necessarily permitted under all circumstances. Elo, kesho utzrach lo leches lirois eze esek. That's only when there was a necessity to go and check out some asek, some business. Aval im einoi hoilech. But if you're not going for any other reason, elo lahakbil ponov, just to greet his face, koidem tfila, but you've got no asek, no specific business or important matter to discuss with him, you just want to say hi, koidem tfila, then afilu ze haloshein, awesome. And even this lashon is also awesome. So the Shulchan Aruch has now made two levels. To say shalom is always awesome. To say any other lashon, like good morning, it depends. If you have an urgent matter that you need to speak to him about, that's okay. But just to say hello as a friendly greeting is awesome. Now, miss out a couple of lines. So it talks about bowing down, it's not Negev, but if you go towards the end of the Sif, the Shulchan Aruch says, Im einoi mashkim lepischoi elo shepoga boi baderech. But if we're not dealing with you went to his house, rather you met him on the path, you met him on the way, then mutar l'tanoi shaloi. That's a mufurash gemara. Says the Shulchan Aruch, v'yesh oimrim she'afilu b'moitzei chaveiroi bashuk. Some say that even in the case where I didn't go to his house, but rather I met him in the shuk, loy yoim aloy, do not say shalom to him, elo, safra the moritaz, rather say good morning. According to the first opinion, if you bump into him, you chance upon him, then you're allowed to say even shalom. According to the second opinion, no, even when you bump into him, you should not be saying shalom, rather good morning. Why? Kedei sheyitein leiv, in order that he should pay attention, shehu osa lehisakev, that it's forbidden to delay, be involved with midvarim acherim klal, with any other matter ad sheyispalo. In other words, it used to be that to say to somebody safra demari tov, which is the equivalent of our good morning, that was not the normal greeting. And the very fact that you're greeting your friend in this type of manner is very unusual, because the normal greeting was shalom. That's why you always find in Chazal the term used for greeting is she'ila shalom. If I bump into my friend, the first Shulchan Aruch, the first opinion says you're allowed to say shalom. The second opinion says it's true you're allowed to greet him because you bumped into him, I didn't knock on his door. However, you can only say safra demari tov, say good morning. By saying that, which is the unusual manner of greeting, it will clearly be noticeable that I've done something unusual over here. And I'm trying to relay to you that the only reason I greeted you at all was because I bumped into you on the street. I don't want to be positively unfriendly. But I don't want to delay, I don't want to now really be involved with this, because I haven't yet done it. Now this has far-reaching ramifications. For example, Rachmona Litzlan, in the halachas of Avelus. In the halachas of Avelus, if somebody is in Avelus, you do not say shalom to him. You don't say shalom aleichem to him. So there's a big question. Can you say tzafra demori toiv? Can you say good morning to him? Same halacha in Hilchas Tisha B'Av. In Tisha B'Av, you don't say shalom to anybody. Nothing to do with whether it's before or after davening. Same question. If I don't say shalom, but I say good morning or good afternoon, is that different? So clearly, these are all discussions, because in the times of Chazal, the traditional standard greeting was shalom. So again, the first opinion in the Shulchan Aruch says that if you are going to his house, definitely do not say shalom, unless you're going for an asek. If you're an asek, then you can say shalom. Otherwise, just say good morning. But even good morning is not because you're going to say hello to him. Again, because you are going to deal with an asek. An asek means I have an urgent matter. So it means under no circumstances whatsoever, according to any opinion, are you just allowed to knock on your friend's door for the sake of being friendly, saying shalom. That's never mutter. That's halacha number one. Halacha number two, if it is an asek, means I have an urgent matter to discuss with him, then you may go, but again, you only say safra demari toiv, which is good morning. That's halacha number two. Halacha number three is if you bump into him on the path, on the way, then the first opinion in Shulchan Aruch says you can say shalom, and the second opinion says no, even then only say good morning.
Question?
Yes, please.
Is going over to a Baal Simcha and saying Mazel Tov and Shul an Asik?
Good question.
Before when you come in?
Good question. We'll see. Let's see the Mishnah Berurah. And I say this in all seriousness, don't mean to be sarcastic at all. you have to know, some people, if you don't go up to them and say Mazel Tov, they'll be insulted with you for a year and a half. Tell me all about it. There was somebody in our shul, I kid you not, I give a regular shir on Shabbos afternoon before Mincha. There was somebody who for many, many, many months didn't come to the shir. But he told me it's very hard for him to learn, etc. Fine. So he didn't come to the shir. And 1 week after a month, maybe it was more than, maybe it was a year or so, one Shabbos, he came to the shir. Wonderful. Lovely to see him again. So on Motzah Shabbos, I sent him an email. And I said to him, Bivach, how wonderful it was to see you at the shir today. Have a wonderful week. He didn't respond. And although we used to speak regularly, he only had the courage about, I don't know, 6 or 9 months later to tell me how incredibly insulted he was with that email. He said, I assume I knew what you meant, but the way it came across, you know, so wonderful to see you, you know, I took it as, oh, thank you very much for turning up to my shir. Where were you the previous year? Very nice of you suddenly to turn up. And he was extremely insulted. So, welcome to the life of Rabbonus. So you have to know, if it's somebody like that, and you know, I can just imagine somebody else would have come to the shir, and I wouldn't have emailed him, he also would have been insulted. You know, what's going on? I come to the shir, and you don't say hello to me, you can't even say an email saying how wonderful it was to see me. So Rav Ram, in all seriousness, you have to know how urgent it is. Some people, it's b'koach nefesh. I know Rav Kornfeld told me once, and I have this the whole time, I must tell you, Rav Kornfeld said that he was walking in the street and a car drove past and he waved wildly at Rav Kornfeld, and Rav Kornfeld had no idea who it was or whether he was waving to him or somebody else, so he didn't wave back. Oh, this person was extremely insulted. Rav Kornfeld didn't know who it was at the time, but he came to him after, oh, didn't you see me? I waved to you, you don't wave back and you don't respond as if I don't exist. And Rav Kornfeld told me, he said, people must think I'm strange now, because now every car that goes past, I wave wildly, you know, there shouldn't be any misunderstanding. So I have this all the time, of course, because, you know, because I'm tall, so people recognize me. I can't see who's in the car, so everyone's busy waving violently, and I have no idea who it was, who it is. Let's see the Mishnah Berurah, Ches. We'll make a start at least. Zman Tfilah. Once the Zman of Tefillah has arrived, which is Me'amud HaShachar, then at that point you do not maktim, says Rashi. V'hu adin im hoileich b'beis ha-knesses. Now, Avraham, this might be your shaila. Hu adin, the same would apply, even if I don't go knocking on somebody's door, but rather I'm actually in the shul, and you go mimokoim ha-kavua loy. You go from your regular fixed place, limkoim chaveiroi litoiloi shalom. So when we say preempting and initiating, we don't literally and necessarily mean you're going to his house. I arrive in shul, I go to my place, and then I see my friend on the other side of the shul, so I wander over to him to say shalom. That's the same. That's not called that you met him, you didn't meet him, you went over to him, and that would also be awesome. Again, to say shalom, lepesach chaveiroi, v'hu adin im hoya oviv oy raboi. The same would be true, no difference, even though the Shulchan Aruch says chaveiroi, which sounds like his friend, but the same would be, even if it is your father or your Rebbe, same issa. Now, Reb Avraham, again, this might be a maramokim for your shaila. V'im yesh lochush. If you have reasons to suspect le'evas, evas means a hatred of Gavra Aloma, a very powerful person. Here you have the most prominent person in town. He comes to shul. What, he don't come over to greet me? Im yochoi litein yodoi. So if you can give him your hand, this is obviously not written in Corona, b'loi amiras shalom, without saying shalom, then shapir domi, that would be the best. But if you bump into him, then yesh lahakel. Then you can certainly be lenient, begavra aloma gam, ba'amira shalom, because it could be that essentially it's mutter anyway. So again, the Shulchan Aruch's example is somebody's very powerful and he'll be extreme hatred. So it could be Rav Ron, that you could adapt this to somebody who's a Baal Simcha, and if you know that he is such, and if I don't greet him, then he'll be extremely insulted, then maybe there's room for leniency. We'll have to see more.
A Roman general told Rabban Yochanan ben Zakkai that he was Chayav Misa because he didn't come and greet him.
Right, right, 100%. Yeah, Gemara Mufereshes.
Yeah.
Which reminds me, you remind me of Rabbi Yehuda David, the Gemara there says in Gittin that he came to the Melech, and he said, greeted him, he came out to the Melech, and he greeted him. So the Melech wanted to put him to death, and said to him, firstly, I'm not a Melech.
Yes.
And if I really am a Melech, then where were you till now?
Right.
So the story is told about one of the great Hasidish Rebbes. It came on Rosh Hashanah morning, this is Mamash in Yonah D'Yoma. He came on Rosh Hashanah morning, and when the Chazan declared, or maybe he was the Chazan, and he began his tefillah, you know, HaMelech, he said in a loud voice, and he passed out. When they revived him, they said, well, what happened to you? So he said, I was reminded of this Gemara, where the Melech says, you know, if I'm really the Melech, why didn't you greet me until this point? Where were you? He said, I was reminded of that so too now. I've just said loud and clear, you know, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the Melech. So I'm thinking to myself, well, if I really declared him as Melech, well, where was I until now? A bit late in the day. Okay, we'll hold it over here. Be'ezus Hashem will continue. If you have a chance to prepare, see the Mishnah Brura over here, and also on Sif Gimel, which is the coming Sif. Yeah, so see Sif Beis and Sif Gimel, and then Be'ezus Hashem, we'll go back and we'll do a little bit of Chazorah on the Gemara, basically from the beginning of the Perek.
In Shikoh.
Be well, everybody.
Shikoh.
Good day.
Okay.